Ready? Okay. I will call to order the meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors on this Wednesday, January 2nd, 2013. The first business day of the calendar year, according to Iowa Code Section 331.2.213 of the Iowa Code, calls for the Board of Supervisors to convene and hold what is called their organizational meeting. And so the agenda today, as we go down through this, will deal with many of the things that involved in the organization, including election of officers, setting times for board proceedings, and several other things. So before we actually get into the order of business for the day, I would again ask the audience to join us as we honor our nation with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to everyone. Okay. Public comment number three. This is an opportunity where members of the audience may address the board regarding a topic on today's agenda. Hi.
Good. Wheat. What's okay. Going on?
Hey, is there anyone? Okay. Seeing no one, we'll move on to consideration of minutes of 12-18-12.
Move approval.
Second.
Been moved in seconds. Hearing no further comments, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes of the 18th is approved. Item 5 is consideration of personnel action. All items there are good to go.
Move approval.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved in second. The approval of personnel action. Hearing no further comments, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Personnel action is approved. Moving right along, this is also a claims week. And so, consideration of claims of 1-3-13.
I'll move approval.
Second.
Been moved and second. The approval of claims. Is there any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Claims are approved. Okay, item 7 is calls for the organization of the board. At this time, the first item is the election of officers. So I would entertain a motion regarding the process that we would like to have for 2013.
I would move we elect Rick Sanders as chair of the board.
Okay. And I will second that. Okay. Board, before we go on, we could consider having all of this in one motion. We could also include our vice chair as well as our PIO if we'd like to do so, rather than having to do each of those individually. I would ask again, in thought of that motion, since you made the motion, would you want to consider yourself as vice chair and also serve as PIO as well?
Let's do it one at a time.
Okay, that's what we want to do, is which way you wanted to go on that. Okay. So we have a motion to approve Rick Sanders as chair for 2013. Hearing no further comments, is there any other nominations, first of all? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Rick Sanders, you are the new chairperson for 2013. So
thank you very much.
Right now, if you will slide down here.
I can't stay here.
Let's do it this way. And congratulations. You will do a great, 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 great job.
I've got some big shoes to fill.
Okay, you need, this is the agenda. You got a copy of it?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
Okay. Rick,
we would then need to get us going.
Deal with the vice chair position next on the
guys, we need a vice chair. Any nominations?
Yes, I would nominate Paul Toot to serve as vice chair for 2013.
Second. Other nominations? Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye. Aye. Moving on, we need a public information officer.
Yes.
I'll nominate Wayne Clinton.
I would decline.
Second.
Let me comment on that, and the reason for that is a year ago when we, as a board, I felt that I looked at the expertise that each of the board members brought to the table. And I thought both you and Paul were excellent communicators, both in written and verbal skills, probably even a lot better than me. I tend to be a little windy and not as short to the point. And I thought that all three of us last year would have had a responsibility and duty, but in years past, the vice chair has oftentimes been the PIO. But last year, we tried to give all three of us one of those. So my feeling would be one of either the chair could assume that or the vice chair. We've had it some years where the chair was the PIO, and then a few years it was the vice chair. So it's really depends on what we're comfortable with in terms of that. Normally speaking, the process is that the chair is the official spokesperson for the board. However, if it comes to media communication and so forth, any one of us can do it, but we'd like to have a designated person be responsible. So that's just a thought that I've used in the past, and I just wanted to get your reaction to that. And so I think it could go either yourself could assume that role or Paul could continue to operate as vice chair. But I would prefer not to have that position with my schedule.
Well, I mean, I know you've got a full schedule, and I respect that. I think it's something, Paul, that if we just don't fill the PIO, that we just kind of handle it as it goes, and it goes right through. I don't know what your feelings are.
I don't necessarily think that we need a specific public information officer. If you're the chair and I'm the vice chair, if one of us is here and the other one's not, none of us is going to speak for anybody else on the board.
Right.
But if one of us can speak on behalf of the board, I think that would be fine. So I'll withdraw my nomination for Wayne Clinton as PIO.
Okay. Do we need to have any action to just leave that position unfilled, or can we just move on?
I think we can probably just move on.
I think we can. Yeah, that's just the prerogative of the board.
All right. Moving on, that brings us to setting a day and time for our regular meetings.
I would move that we accept 10 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday as the official meeting date, and with the caveat that we will always have the option to modify the meeting as necessary.
I'll second that.
Further discussion? All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All right, time and date of our official meetings is set. If there's no other business organization of the board, we'll move on to consent agenda. Board members, I would like us to pull items 2, 4, 5, 6, and 7 from the consent agenda.
Items 2, okay, 2, 4. Did you say 6 and
7? 5, 6, and 7.
Oh, 5, 6, and 7. 5, 6, and 7.
Oh no, not 7. Not 7. I'm sorry, not 7. 7. I meant 12.
12. Let me see. Go 10, 11. Okay. All right. 12.
All other items I'd like us to consider.
I would move approval of the consent agenda with noted changes.
Second. Is this roll call or?
Yes, right.
Roll call vote, Clinton?
Aye.
Boot?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. So now let's deal with the ones that we pulled.
Mm-hmm.
2 is appointment to the Condemnation Commission. 4 is appointment to the Board of Adjustment. 5 is appointment to the Board of Health. I'd like to deal with all those at once and use chair prerogative, if I have it, to refer our process for appointments to those boards to Jessica Reynolds to come back with a recommendation to this board next week.
I would second that. I would put that in the form of a motion.
Good.
And the
I'll second it. Good. Further discussion.
I think the rationale behind that is historically, we have always tried to look at appointments, particularly considering gender equity. This was something that came into play, I think, in 2010 from the legislature. However, it was brought to our attention that maybe looking at more of a formal process, while our intent is there, it may not be as clearly identified to the public the way that we are operating. And so I think with your thought and your motion by having Assistant Attorney Reynolds come back to us with a recommendation, I think it's very appropriate.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Wayne. For me, what it comes down to is this was something that when Paul and I came on the board, we just kind of continued the process. I just want to make sure that we're doing things the way we need to be doing them, and I can't think of anybody better than Jessica to take a look at that for us and let us know.
Okay.
So, all those in favor of the motion and the second to refer this to Jessica, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Moving on, that takes us to item number 6, which is compensation board. The only thing, I pulled this because a question from Loris came up. Loris, compensation board is appointed by elected officials. There's not an application process. I mean, that's just elected officials appoint who they choose to be their representative on the compensation board. So with that explanation to Loris, I would entertain a motion.
I'll move to approve the appointments to the Compensation Commission.
Second.
Further discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? All right, and that leads us to 12, which just an editorial change on 12, and that is instead of Planning and Development Commission, it should read Planning and Zoning Commission.
I would move approval of that change.
Second.
Further discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. I believe that disposes of the consent agenda. Shelley, did we miss anything? Okay.
Number 1E.
Oh, we had an editorial problem on number 1E. As everybody's making notes, it's listed as Juvenile Central Iowa Juvenile Detention Board, Wayne Clinton with Paul Toot as the alternate. That actually should be reversed. Paul will be our representative, and Wayne will be the alternate. And again, that was just an editorial mistake.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Anything further? All right. Public hearing items, none. Additional items, none. Agency reports, none. Departmental reports, none. Liaison assignments and committee meeting updates, anything. Other reports. Public forum number 2, opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on this agenda. We won't take any action at this meeting due to Iowa public open meetings laws, but may do so in the future. Nobody. Announcement from the supervisors. I know I had one that Shelley wanted me to make. Budget work sessions start Wednesday, January 9th. The schedule and worksheet is posted on the website, and also audio will be posted after each work session. Shelley, pretty quickly after each work session? After each work session, the sessions will be held in this room. And, of course, as always, the public is invited and welcome. Any other announcements?
I have two announcements. One is I received an email from Craig Myers concerning the Conservation Board. Craig Myers was a candidate that all three of us interviewed last year. However, he was not selected. I think he was an outstanding candidate, lives just south of Nevada, I believe, here. His email is that he understands there is now an opening. That opening just occurred after Christmas. In my traveling to St. Louis, I got a call from Sandy Opstreet, who was filling an unexpired term. After a lot of thought and consideration, asked that we pull her reappointment. And so, therefore, we did not have an opportunity to engage further in looking at the Conservation Board. However, I called Craig this morning. I explained to him that, again, as part of our process, we are looking at how we make appointments to boards and commission, and gender equity is certainly one of those issues that we do look at, and we want to make sure that we've done everything that we possibly can before considering him. So one of the questions would be for us is we could, each of you could call him and talk to him individually, or we could have him come in, but he did, I think we met him a year ago, and is very much interested in being considered. And so I told him that we could not give him any answer right now until we have time to make sure that we have explored other possibilities for the Conservation Board. So just wanted to call that to your attention, and maybe right now I don't think there's any action that we need to take other than just trying to see what we need to do. The other item is tomorrow morning I will not be at the budget review session with the two of you, with the auditor and assistant auditor. The Iowa Association of Counties Exec Board, we are interviewing four candidates for our the consultant position, serving as the lobbyist for the Iowa Association Supervisors Affiliate, and we'll start at 8:30 tomorrow morning at the ISAC office, and we have four outstanding candidates. We had six altogether. We narrowed it down to four, and members of the executive board will be there to assist in that selection process. So hopefully after tomorrow we'll be able to make a recommendation and have someone on board for the start of the legislative session. So I'll just keep you posted on how that will go on from there.
Okay, thank
all
you.
All I have.
Okay. Anything else?
I would accept a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. A little different sitting in this chair there.
Oh, it is a little different.